Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Scales Corporation Limited Interim Results Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you do wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Andy Borland, Managing Director. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Yeah, Andy Borland, Managing Director of Scales Corporation. I'd like to welcome you to the Scales half-year results announcement for the 6 months ended 30 June 2017. With me today is Stephen Kennelly, our CFO. So earlier this morning, we lodged our result with the NZX, which included a presentation pack that we'll base our comments on during this call. Steve and I will run through the slides and we will then take questions. If you have any further questions after the call, we'll both be available for the rest of the day. So moving to slide two, the highlights. As noted on this slide, we're pleased to report that we believe is an excellent first half result in light of difficult growing conditions, and the board is very pleased to be able to reaffirm previous FY17 EBITDA guidance of 55 to 62 million. Mr. Apple demonstrated significant resilience in its production. Total export volumes were 3.55 million TCEs, consistent with last year. Whilst this was supported by volumes from recently acquired orchards as part of the Longview transaction, on a like-for-like basis, the total crop was only down by 5% from the record 2016 volumes. To put this into perspective, 2016 was generally regarded as one of the best growing seasons, and 2017 one of the worst. We managed to maintain volumes within 5% of each other. We completed the acquisition of Oceaneer on 1 August. Whilst a relatively small transaction, Oceaneer adds the ports of Auckland and Melbourne to our logistics network, as well as further specialisation in fresh produce with their experience exporting avocados and kiwi fruit. The remainder of the storage and logistics division performed well and has set itself up for a stronger second half than realised last year. I'd now like to pass over to Steve to discuss the financial results for the first half of the year.
Thanks, Andy. On slide four, we have presented the summary financial performance for Scales for the first 6 months of 2017 compared to the first 6 months of 2016. And as Andy indicated earlier, revenue is up 3%, showing the resilience of the group. Like-for-like apple production was down by only 5%, despite significant variations in the growing conditions between the seasons. Additional on-orchard costs and increased fixed costs following the Longview transaction resulted in an increase in costs for the period and accordingly a reduction in profits. The storage and logistics and food ingredients divisions delivered a solid result. Moving to slide five, this summarises our divisional performance. As previously mentioned, the horticulture division delivered a robust performance. To maintain our customers' expectations for fruit volume and quality, we invested in a higher level of on-orchard costs. These costs include higher spray costs and additional labour for picking and thinning. Mr. Apple also had the benefit of efficiencies from the Longview packhouse, acquired in November last year. We had a solid result from the storage and logistics division, which is on track to meet our earnings targets for the year. And in the food ingredients division, Meateor continued to deliver increased pet food sales volumes, 8% up on last year. Turning to slide six, our financial position continues to be strong. Average net debt, which is calculated as the average of the net debt at 31 December 2016 and 30 June 2017, is 51.2 million. The increase compared to the first half of 2016 is primarily due to the acquisition of Longview. And the growth of the business continues to be a high priority for us, both organically and by acquisition. We're continuing to seek appropriate acquisition opportunities, as well as to invest in both operational and growth capex. I'll now hand back to Andy to discuss the performance from each division.
Okay, thanks Steve. Moving to slide eight, horticulture. I'll go through the horticulture division results. It's fair to say that growing conditions were challenging this year. double the average rainfall in 2 months of the growing season, as well as a visit from ex-cyclone Cook. Our industry sources suggest that the New Zealand crop is down by about 10% on pre-harvest estimates. So with that in mind, we're really pleased to report that total export volumes were consistent with last year, like-for-like volumes were down only 5%, and we achieved an average pack-out rate of 76%. As Steve mentioned earlier, we also reap the benefit of additional packhouse resource as a result of the acquisition of Longview. This infrastructure helps to remove bottlenecks and allows for greater post-harvest specialisation, driving improvements in production efficiency. Overall, we continue to be very pleased with the Longview operation and influence that it has had on Mr. Apple's activities. We're also pleased that our premium variety volumes were in line with last year. Unfortunately, volumes of high colour varietals were affected by the bad weather, but the skill and effort of the Mr. Apple team kept any decrease to a minimum. We also experienced a slight increase in traditional variety volumes, which were up 2% on last year. Moving to slide 9, horticulture, variety and market mix. Despite trying conditions this year, we still firmly believe that New Zealand is the best place in the world to grow apples. Whilst we'll continue to sell our produce worldwide, New Zealand's food reputation and geographical closeness to the Asia and Middle East countries means those markets are exciting opportunities for us. Sales to Asia and Middle East are slightly up on last year, with around 55% of fruit going to that area. In recent years, we've invested significantly in developing our business to consumer marketing and brand appeal. This included significant ethnography research, which we're visiting our customers in their home and shopping with them to understand their world and how they see, eat and store apples. Our marketing is focused on driving pull-through demand and associating trust with the Mr. Apple brand. We're also investigating ways to make our apples more functional and appealing. This has given rise to innovations in packaging, as well as further PVR investment to develop apples that are ideally suited to the palate of our target consumers. Further PVRs are in the pipeline. We have invested heavily in orchard redevelopment and will continue to invest, albeit on a somewhat smaller scale. This year we intend to redevelop more than 30 hectares of orchard into new varieties. Finally, our relationship with our key strategic shareholder, China Resources Nufeng, continues to strengthen and we expect to obtain further benefit from this affiliation in future periods. Moving now to slide 10, storage and logistics. Whilst not included in our first half results, we're delighted to welcome Ocean Air to the Scales stable as of 1 August this year. This acquisition adds the ports of Auckland and Melbourne to our network, together with expertise in freighting avocado and kiwi fruit produce. As a result, we expect that it will deliver revenue synergies with existing customers of both businesses in future periods. Our storage and logistics division had a solid first 6 months. During 2016, the cold store division in particular experienced a challenging second half. With current volumes in store and based on our customers' projections, we expect that financial performance during the second half will be stronger than last year and the division is on target to meet expectations. Slide 11, food ingredients. Meateor continues its strong growth with an 8% increase in volume sold to 12,900 metric tonnes. Margins were impacted by product mix and industry competition, but we're continuing to add value to our products and seek out new protein sources. Profruit was unfortunately another casualty of the poor growing conditions, resulting in apple volumes being down by 16% compared to last year. However, the team at Profruit has worked hard to diversify its markets and customers, mitigating the effect on our financial performance to the extent possible. Moving to the financial, slide 12, financial outlook. Lastly, to slide 13. As mentioned earlier, we're pleased to reaffirm our full-year EBITDA guidance of between 55 and 62 million. The horticulture division has delivered a great result despite the challenges that Mother Nature threw at them. It has continued to invest in the Middle East and Asian markets and has had the benefit of the Longview Packhouse to add capacity to packing operations. We invested in additional expenses to meet the expectation of our international customers and are pleased to have met both their volume and quality expectations. In respect to the storage and logistics division, we expect the second half of the year to exceed the equivalent period last year, delivering a sound full year result. The food ingredients division continues to deliver consistent results and we anticipate this will continue through the remainder of 2017. That concludes today's formal presentation. At this stage, I'd like to invite questions.
Thank you very much. If you do wish to ask a question, please press the star key, then one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your question request, please press the star key, then two. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Thank you. Your first question comes from Adrian Alban from Craigs Investment Partners. Go ahead, thank you.
Good morning, Andy and Steve.
Morning, Adrian.
Just a couple of questions in the horticultural business. The first question, maybe this is one for you, Steve. Like in the second half of 16, particularly when you can contrast it to the second half of 15, you seem to deliver quite a strong second half profitability. Was there anything in particular in the second half base that we should be aware of as we're thinking about our second half base for 17?
Look, nothing in particular. It's always hard to compare the second half of the year between years. You're aware from the accounting that we account for almost all of Mr. Apple's profits in the first half of the year by estimating the market value of our inventory. The impact in the second half is really what is the extent that we realise that inventory value. And there's a small amount of earnings from commission on outside grower sales, and then really it's the contribution from the other divisions. So it's pretty hard to compare second half of the year between years.
But is your expectation and your guidance range that the second half is down on last year at the moment?
I think in the guidance range that's probably about right.
Okay, and just in terms of where the, like you're roughly about half of the crop sold at this moment in time, would that be fair?
About two-thirds.
Oh, two-thirds, okay. And are you saying, given that the overall industry is down 10%, are you seeing quite reasonable pricing in market?
Pricing's around about the same as 2016, you know, some markets slightly up, some markets slightly down. So no, there doesn't appear to be any significant firming in prices because of that.
And in net terms, when you factor in currency and freight, how are you tracking relative to last year?
Yeah, fairly similar, and you can see that through the revenue number, which hasn't really changed that much, given that we've got the same volume.
All right. And just in terms of, just so we can get a feel for, like, the challenges you've had with this growing season, what sort of the magnitude of the additional cost that we should think about sort of disappearing in a normal year?
Oh, it's a good question. It's not a huge number. That's not exactly an accounting term, though, is it?
Is it a couple of million type thing?
Yeah, look, I think you wouldn't be too far wrong with that, but I haven't got an exact number.
It's at least that, though. I mean, it's, to get the crop that we've got, we've done more than the industry would typically do. You know, we picked our trees 4 to 5 times, Adrian, to get to that crop, the colour was so hard to get to, so you really had to put a lot more effort into it. We did have to spray a lot more. And obviously bringing in, an extra business like Longview just added the cost as well. But so I think, the main, difference in our result is sheeted back to the effort we put in to get that crop, the extra cost.
Okay, no, understood. And just in the cold storage, you're sort of noting, I know you're sort of cycling a poorer sort of comp, but what sort of uplift are you sort of expecting in cold storage coming through in the second half? Relative to what you delivered last year?
Yeah, look, it's reasonably significant. I mean, the last year's it was last year's spring that was so bad, that resulted in reduction in revenue. So we're not expecting that to occur. Obviously we haven't seen that yet, but also just the volumes we've got in the store compared to this time last year is just giving us that confidence that we'll be, our earnings will be more in line with our our expectations.
And you've also got the new facilities coming through as well.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Very good, thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. The next question is from Kayu Weir from FNZC. Go ahead, thank you.
Thank you. Just in relation to the S&L business, given the investment that you put in, Andy and Steve, in the last 2 years or so, the return, at least measured in the context of EBITDA, has been somewhat sticky. I understand that you kind of put it down to climatic conditions that sort of let you down in terms of the budgeted numbers that you had previously thought it was possible to achieve from these investments. Have you sort of in the last 12, 18 months begin to change your view on the back of what performance you've achieved to date as to the long-term sustainable return on capital on those investments?
Yeah, look, I think we've sort of said before this business is A, affected by climate, so the poor spring last year, but it's also impacted by strong markets. And one of the if you think of butter from Fonterra's point of view, they produced, they had a difficult spring, so the overflow volume didn't materialise, to our Wiri store, and it was flying out the door anyway. So, a thematic that's come through. The offset of that is Fonterra is pushing more and more of its production, as is the rest of the dairy industry, into butter, cheeses and creams. So, we're sort of anticipating and talking to the various players at the moment about, increased volumes there. It's particularly likes of in Bakels and Liquio business, with the extra capacity going into the South Island, the volumes they're talking about storing with us in Timaru are looking to be lifted significantly as well. So I think, yes, impacted by both climate and strong markets for some of our clients' products, but the offset is potentially, a huge, if you like, this increase in production of products that need frozen, e.g. butter, cheese and creams, is likely to will be a net beneficiary of that change in, production flow from the dairy industry.
Right. Okay. So you're not expecting, the net of it is that you're not expecting your return on capital as you assessed it 2 years ago to be materially different from what you think is sustainable going forward?
No. I think we should be back on those sort of returns. Yep.
Okay, understand. Just jumping to pricing for horticultural product in terms of the apple. So, Steve, did I understand you saying that the pricing side on a year-on-year basis across on a blended basis, whether you measure on FOB or CNF basis, pricing per TCE basis has been relatively stable?
Yeah, relatively stable, yeah.
Right. Okay. And so, and in the context of different varieties, Braeburn appears to have actually outperformed most other varieties. In terms of impact on Queen and Gala, it appears like, at least in Asia, we understand pricing environment has been relatively soggier than this time last year. I'm not sure when you start making assumptions going into the second half or for the full year and accounting your profit at for the full year and your first half earnings, what your expectations are, whether that the pricing stays steady as you currently see it or you expect that to actually come off.
Well, Kayu, I think we've factored that in. We have to in our stock valuation, obviously that our auditors look at as well. So that valuation is, you know, where we think the market is. I think going back to the market, as usual, and this again, our diverse variety, diverse market strategy is again being beneficial to us. I mean, you know, a Fuji this year was probably impacted quite a bit in price wise from particularly the Taiwan market, obviously less premium apples, you know, because of the lower colour. Because of the weather, that's had an impact on the average, I guess. But then again, Europe markets are strong, and solid for us, as you've noted in the Braeburn, and you know we expect a good outturn in Pink Lady as well. So again, okay. it's that you know variation in both variety and market that sort of keeps us lifting the average, I guess.
Right. So despite the weakness in Fuji and also overall mix with less high color variety, your overall blended price per TCE has still sort of held its own compared to last year's full year number of about 33, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're holding the number, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's helpful to know. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a further question from Adrian Albon from Craig Investment Partners. Go ahead, thanks.
Just keen to understand, just where you sit after the full year, after the half result, can you just sort of help us understand, like, the width of the remaining guidance range? Like, what would sort of cause you at the bottom end, what would cause you at the top end?
I think, you know, we could, you know, what we're exposed to now really is say, a large quality claim, which we're not seeing. But, you know, if we had that in our late selling fruit, Adrian, that could reduce us to, you know, the lower end of the range.
Okay.
But we think we've certainly got enough in it to stay in the range, for events like that. So, you know, I would have thought we're, comfortable in the range, notwithstanding, you know, the challenges we've faced.
So where you're sort of tracking is towards the top end at the moment, but if you had an unknown sort of claim like you just outlined, then you would obviously fall back towards the lower end. That's the sort of contingency in the thinking.
Yeah, a range is a range for a reason, Adrian, and we keep... saying 55 to 62, and you know, if you want to put us somewhere in that range, put us in the middle.
Okay, I think I'm slightly above the top end at the moment.
Oh well, again, go back to the business. You know, looking at it, worst harvest conditions in more than 10 years, and we're only 5% off our budget. And I think that just shows. Again, our strategy, I suppose, in that we've got a spread of orchards. They're not all in one spot. That 70 kilometres is beneficial to us. The Central Hawke's Bay, didn't get affected really by Cyclone Cook. So that diversity of our orchards, again, I think compared to the industry, and we say that, you know, we're going to be, you know, probably an outlier around people, almost at their budget level. Certainly we've been outliers selling the same number of fruit as last year. So I think the other sort of positives we're seeing in this result, the resilience of the business to handle quite a difficult climate year.
Yep, no, I understand that. No, that's good. Can you just also comment on, like I know you have a constant sort of opportunity set in the M&A sort of space. Is there anything you can sort of say around sort of like, is the pricing environment still very high relative to what sort of would fit from a sort of strategic perspective for assets that are sort of being shown to you?
I would say yes to that, other than I think latterly, you know, we've been offered, you know, people are talking to us, you know, at more realistic pricing just recently.
Okay.
Probably in the last quarter.
Right, okay.
So we're looking at a couple of things that are, you know, very much in our price range, but it's just a matter of whether we think they fit for the business and that sort of thing.
And can you sort of indicate whether they're sort of more in the horticulture or are they more in the sort of storage and logistics part of the business?
More in the diverse, it's just it's a bit of everything, Adrian. You know, we're not just focused on horticulture. You know, we're prepared to look at, you know, the full gambit of agribusiness that we think we can, make a difference to.
Okay. And then just finally, just while I've got you, just in food ingredients, for Meateor, is there still a good opportunity to effectively put sort of almost like pet food in a can? Is that sort of on your sort of radar set, which is more of an organic sort of play?
Yeah, it's very much on our radar. We're looking at that.
Okay, and so what sort of time frame should we sort of think about that? Is it sort of like a more like an FY18 type thing, or will we have some of that coming through in the second half?
No, because as you said, it would be organic. We'd be building it if we did it.
Okay.
And so it'll be next year, yeah.
Okay.
We're very happy to be in the pet food sector. Can I say that?
Yeah, no, I understand that. Very good. Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you. We have a further question from Kayu Weo from FNZC. Go ahead, thanks.
Thank you. Steve, would you be in a position to give us a sense of what your FX cover for FY18 is shaping up to be at this point?
I suppose we've made it pretty clear in the past what the policy is, in that we're topping up on a regular basis on dips in the currency, and also we take multi-year cover, which gives us, you know, good forward point benefit, particularly in the likes of euro and sterling. So with that as a backdrop, we would expect that the next year's rates would be slightly better than this year's.
Okay.
But that would assume current spot rates probably.
So slightly more favourable, both across US, euro, and as well as the pound?
Yes, slightly.
Okay. And to what degree are you sort of 50-60% now covered?
No, slightly higher than that. Typically around this time of the year, we'd be sort of 60-70.
60-70.
For the following year.
Okay. 60-70%, and that's a better rate than what you that you expect to achieve for this year itself.
Slightly better, yeah.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Once again, if you do wish to ask a question, please press the star key then 1 on your telephone, and wait for your name to be announced. Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I will now hand back to Mr. Borland for closing remarks.
Thanks very much. Thanks for participating on today's call. We're pleased with our first half performance, and we look forward to providing you with a further update later in the year. Thank you.
Thanks very much. That does conclude the conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect your lines.